Have you reviewed some of the preparations downstairs?
Have I reviewed them? privately.
Still up to him?
The Sunday feast to use first class. First class.
Is today Sunday? What day is it?
Saturday.
Excuse me, I lost track. Sometime back. The Hakishtamaha mantra is it's sort of called a transcendental sound vibration. Navatam Das Thakur, one of our Vaishnav saints, he calls it Golokira Premadhan. It's the treasure of Goloka. Treasure is like the most valuable thing, or the essence of something. So you can consider the spiritual world. And of course, spiritual world has different strata. There are the Vaikuntha planets, many, many Vaikuntha planets, and below which is Kailash, or abode of Lord Shiva. And then there's Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra's residence, and Purushottam Kshetra, and Dwarka, and finally Goloka Vrindavan, and Goloka Dham, Ninigadam, Nitali, Chitasya. Goloka Vrindavan is like the full manifestation, Nijadam, it's called. Nijadana means it's Krishna's own abode, just like Krishna is the original form of Godhead. So the original form of the spiritual world, or the full manifestation of the attributes of the spiritual world, are to be found there in Braj. And what's the treasure? What's the most valuable thing that is there? And that's this Golokira Premadanna Harinama Sankirtan. It's the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, Harinama, Krishna's holy names. We chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and there are other songs, other names of Krishna that are chanted, that also we chant, Kodi Vaishnav chant, especially when we chant Gayatri mantras. Those are also Krishna's names. And these Krishna's names, like Krishna, are Chintamani. They're like a divine touchstone. Chintamani is a type of stone that when you touch it to something, it transforms that thing. And there are different types of touchstones. There's touchstones they have in the heavenly planets. And they, whatever you want, if I want this to turn into a pizza, turn it into that. In other words, whatever material thing that you want, but it has its limitations. What it will do, what it will transform, or it can transform it to gold, if you like. And in the spiritual world, there's another type of chintamani which fulfills all spiritual desires, and which can actually give Goloka Premadan. It can give the best thing that's there in the spiritual world, which is love towards Krishna. It's the best thing, because with love for Krishna, you purchase Krishna. Not that we wanted to buy him or anything like that, it's just an expression. Purchase means that Krishna then becomes, you become very close to Krishna. And that closeness is acquired just by chanting Hare Krishna with love. So when when the holy names of Krishna are saturated with love for Krishna, then that's called Sankirtan. And Krishna Varnam Prasad Krishnam Sangam Anga Parashadam. So just like here we have Panchatattva, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sangha Anga Parashada. Lord Chaitanya and his different associates, Yagyai Sankirtana Praya, practically speaking, Praya, all they do is Sankirtan, is to chant Hare Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and take the mood of that chanting, which he's giving, Premadan. So it seems to us like some kind of chant nowadays, especially in the last 10 years, this mantra chanting in Kirtan has become sort of popular outside of the Krishna consciousness movement as well. People chant all kinds of mantras, and they chant Hare Krishna, and they chant Krishna mantras as well. But a mantra is not comprised of syllables, letters, words. A mantra is a sound vibration that's dependent upon the consciousness of the chanter in order to manifest its potency. And so when you chant Hare Krishna and you're not Krishna conscious or you're not aware of Krishna, you don't get the same type of benefit as you do as when you are aware of Krishna. You have faith in Krishna. So like with everything, to the degree of faith that you have in a thing, to that degree, you get benefit. So shraddha, ado shraddha. Shraddha becomes the qualification, the adhikar, to actually get the benefit of a spiritual practice, devotional practice. And you get faith by hearing about Krishna and by associating with those who have more faith. So just like the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. So if you hear from scripture, if you hear from sadhu or saints, then one acquires faith. The more faith that one has, then the more actually the sound that we make becomes the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in its full form. And when that faith is very, very deep and very mature, and then it becomes that type of the chanting becomes that type of chanting which really attracts Krishna. Krishna Karshani Jatam. This is a feature of quality chanting, is that Krishna becomes attractive. When after, you know, every year we have in all over the world, we celebrate Gaur Purnima. This Gaur Purnima festival was introduced by also by Narottam Das Thakur. And they had it after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. This was already following though Chaitanya had left the world. And on, I don't know whether it was the first one, but one of those Gaur Purnima festivals, then devotees were very, very much in the mood of loving Lord Chaitanya, loving Krishna, while they were chanting Hare Krishna. And so the same Panchatattva that you see now, they also, they personally manifest and appeared, along with Lord Chaitanya and all of his other associates who had since then departed from the world. Appeared in the sense that they're actually always present. It's just a question of when they make themselves visible and when we actually have the qualification. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Lavachanagana. So chanting is a key. It's the key to Krishna's heart. But you have to have, it's not just any key will do, it has to be the right key. It's like with any lock, you can't just stick any key in it. Now you may have a key, and it's the right thing to use, but you have to have the right key. And so this chanting in the mood of loving devotion, that's the right key.